Eva Hesse liked to break the rules. Sans 2 is a perfect example. A sculpture that hangs on the wall. She was one of those people who just refused to conform. Here she is in 1970.
My idea was to counteract everything I've ever learned or been taught to find something else. I was less interested in a specific form as the circle or the square, the rectangle, and was really working to get to non-anthropomorphic and non-geometric, non-non, like where you couldn't connote any reference. At times I thought the more thought, greater the art, but I wonder about that. I think there is a lot I'll just as well let happen, and maybe it'll come out the better for it.
She made a papier-mâché original that was the shape of this surface.
Hesse's studio assistant, Doug Johns.
I draped the fiberglass over the top of the mold first, so that it was hanging down, so it's all very rough. And it's that spontaneity of just sort of flopping it over and then letting it be.
Repetition exaggerates. If something is meaningful, maybe it's more meaningful said 10 times. If something is absurd, it's more absurd if it's repeated. I was always aware of it, her absurdities in my work, and that's always more interesting than making something average, normal, right size, right proportion.